Cinema Vino is brought to you by Audible.
Yeah, they didn't ask me to read the first ad because apparently I'm extremely inappropriate. Well, I think Sean and Todd are a couple idiots.
Well, thank you, Travis.
I'm the perfect guy to read this copy because I love Audible. I listened to all of the Lord of the Rings books, and I'm currently listening to Once in Future King. I love it.
And you didn't use any profanity there. I'm very proud of you.
Go blink yourself, Todd. With Audible, you get that plus thousands of audiobooks and podcasts across a ton of genres.
With an Audible membership, you gain access to all the titles you want, plus keep one title per month for yourself. Download the Audible app and you can listen at home, driving in the car, or just about anywhere.
Todd, you're horrible at this. Let me take it from here. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to enjoy all the perks of membership, plus receive a free title just for signing up. Visit www.audibletrial.com/cinemavino to start today. That's www.audibletrial.com/cinemavino.
Mailbag Monday.
Beautiful. That's some of the most beautiful four-part harmonies I've ever heard.
I didn't know that I sounded like such a bitch.
we did.
That's such a nasally high little voice. Like, I guess I don't listen to enough of her podcast.
I'm Travis.
So I'm going to try and talk with a deeper intonation.
I don't know if you know this, but my comic books are excellent.
200 episodes in, Travis like, does I sound like that?
Is that my voice?
It's weird. I don't like it.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to, for sure. Mm. So yeah, as we indicated, this is Movie Mailbag Monday. We're going to...
Movie Mailbag Monday?
Exactly. Triple M, which sounds very Guy Fieri.
Not 3M, though. That's a company.
Yeah, 3M is...
Don't get on their bad side.
They make Teflon.
They will sue us.
Yeah.
So. They make duct tape.
Yeah.
And post-it notes. Great products by 3M.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And Whiteout.
Yeah. So, We are going to draw our Halloween series, but first we are going to talk about our wine. Our wine of the week is a Pinot Blanc. It is a grape that you will see in Europe a lot. In France and Alsace, it's going to be on the dry side. You can find it in places like Austria. It tends to be dry, just like Riesling, or a little bit sweeter. Kind of runs the gamut on the flavor profile. This is the Girasole Pinot Blanc out of California. This has a little more of a ripe melon, kind of not quite sweet, but on the sweeter side for sure.
It's tart.
Yeah.
It's definitely wet.
It is that. It is liquid. I would say Pinot Blanc is a good choice for Chardonnay drinkers who are looking to get something a little, not quite Chardonnay, a little bit different, but has kind of the same vague characteristics. It's full-bodied, kind of rich fruit flavors, you know, and it can be dry. It can be a little bit kind of rich, melony flavored. So it's like, if you're looking for something kind of Chardonnay-esque, if you're a Chardonnay drinker and you like a, you know, a decent priced white, Pinot Blanc is a good choice. So, and it's really food friendly. I think it would be a good choice for Thanksgiving coming up. It'd be good for Thanksgiving food. So
this would be a good Thanksgiving one.
Yeah. I'd have that with a leftover turkey sandwich.
Okay. Turkey leg
and a green bean
stuffing.
Casserole. Yeah.
How does my voice sound?
Oh, well, I think you
bring,
sound great.
Bring it back a little bit more.
Now you sound like you're in witness protection doing one of those interviews with like the blue blob over blah, Chris.
Well, I saw him going into the Uzi Mart. He's carrying a plate of green bean casserole.
So
we could do the whole podcast like that.
Yeah, and I actually have that on logic. I could definitely change your voice to make you sound like you're going into hiding. So,
God, can you make it sound like I have like a longer dick?
Maybe in the next Mac update they'll be able to do that, but not yet.
Yeah, they don't have the technology.
Was that? That's yet. iOS 20.
Yeah. 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 Steve Jobs never dreamed of that future where you can download an update and your wang gets bigger.
Oh, I just wanted to make it sound like my wing is bigger.
And God knows I've clicked on so many of the spam emails, it just never works out.
Todd, yeah. Got to chuck out a computer like every other week.
I know. Just loaded with malware.
So, one of these days it's going to work. You keep doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
I feel like I'm a half inch already in. So
yeah. After, like, you hear about online all these MILFs in your area, but I'm in my area all the time. I see no MILFs.
Yeah.
Travis, you are the MILF.
Yeah. That's interesting.
God.
Yeah, the call's coming from inside the house.
I never thought of it that
Am
way.
Am I the sexy MILF in the area?
Yeah. You never realized
it. Is it me?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're the Rocket Man.
You've been the MILF the whole time.
And I think, Sean, we need a bet where you do that voice for the entire podcast. back to the Shire.
It is I, the Leprechaun of MILFs.
And that's Tom Bombadil. Okay, so we're going to draw some movies. I don't know who wants to draw. Who wants that pressure? Who needs it?
Let's go, Travis.
Yeah.
Draw the first one.
Okay.
Wait, shake it up
shake
a little
it.
Bit more.
Put your hand over the
more.
Top, Todd.
More. Immersion blender.
Turn it upside down and then, yep. All right, cool. Oh, yeah. ASMR. There you go. All right, Todd.
I want no doubt about this political process.
If Mean Guns is in here, I'm going to lose my shit. Region 2, widescreen DVD.
How many of these are your pick?
Damn.
War of the Worlds. There's Tom Cruise.
There's like six War of the Worlds.
Which one are we doing?
This is the 05, the Spielberg.
Spielberg, okay. I knew it wasn't Cameron.
Mm-hmm. Is that the Tom Cruise one?
Mm-hmm.
Swing Away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sean, put your fingers in here.
Yeah, somebody else. We need a neutral party. Shake it
pull
up.
Pull out another Todd pick.
Uh-huh. War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
You were over there just writing War of the Worlds.
You just wanted a Tom Cruise movie.
This is Region 2 DVD. Special widescreen.
You folded this really well.
Mm-hmm. That's what they told me on prom night.
He folded.
This is Return of the Living Dead.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. So, yeah.
Cool.
So, we got War of the Worlds, Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah, let's stack those yonder.
Stackadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he didn't fold his very well and left it on top.
Yeah, weird.
Dusty biscuit.
The Witch.
Ooh, yeah! Wait, these are two of my picks. Let's go easy here on the end.
I mean, there's only been three picks. I mean, statistically, we could probably math this out, but...
Yeah, we need that primer diagram you sent us to kind of figure things out.
That's right.
Is somebody going back in a box, like, back in time?
Insidious.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
There you go. Got one of mine.
This is the final choice.
I thought we were doing one to grow on.
Yeah, let's do a spare, fine. Just a noodle on it.
Yeah.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Is that three of yours?
Yeah, it is.
God beautiful.
I'm sorry.
Beautiful.
I feel bad, but I'm also happy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And let's,
One to grow on.
Let's get
Silent House.
Nice.
Yeah. Ooh, perfect.
Yeah.
And that was our grab bag, musical, or extra Silent House.
Mm-hmm.
And our seventh one is...
Hocus Pocus 2.
Yes.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. So that's going to be a Halloween special.
Mm. When it comes out, which I think it comes out on Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, I can easily watch all these.
By the time you listen to this, it will be out.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
exactly.
I mean, there's little else I do during the month of October other than watch movies.
Do we want to talk a little bit about why we picked these movies or what it is straight. About these movies that we want to watch?
I know for me, I have been wanting to return to War of the Worlds for a while. Spielberg is my favorite director of all time, and I'm just curious about even some of his movies that don't get a very good rap, you know, because it's like he's such a nuanced and skilled director. He's so good at making blockbuster-sized movies. I kind of want to go back and give this another look. That's why we did Always back in the day with Richard Dreyfuss and John Goodman. I've watched it a long time. I want to go back and watch it again.
Well, we watched that one as part of like a... weird movies that directors put out kind of series, right?
Yeah.
And which this one also doesn't really fit with his... I mean, I guess it kind of fits with his movie library, but...
Right about then, he had some stuff coming out. Like, he did AI, he did Minority Report. He had some funky movies coming out, like, right about then.
Was Tom Cruise in Minority Report, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Another interesting movie
that
I'd like to go back to sometime.
Yeah, a little sci-fi-ish.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just happened to come across a clip on YouTube that was recommended by the algorithm, and it was like, man, I could definitely watch this.
Yeah, and so I picked The Witch because obviously, like, I'm wanting everybody else to watch it, and we just haven't gotten around to it yet.
It was an A24 movie, right?
Yeah, it was another A24 with Anya Taylor-Joy, and then I watched it in theaters, and I could not tell what, like, the father was saying at all. Like, this needs subtitles.
Yeah.
So I think it's on like Tubi. It used to be on Prime, but I will hopefully find it streaming, or maybe a lot of these will become streaming during the month of October.
If they're smart.
Yep.
Yeah.
If they know it's good for them.
Exactly.
So one pick I did was Silent House. This is ours to grow on. So this was actually my first entry into seeing Elizabeth Olsen. It's a horror movie shot as one continuous shot. Like the tracking never breaks. It's actually like, I think, three shots, but it's merged together to be like one continuous shot. It's really cool. It's really well done. Just kind of a weird movie, kind of like a horror thriller.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm interested to see you guys see it.
So, yeah.
One of my other ones was Return of the Living Dead, which obviously piggybacks on all of the Night of the Living Dead franchise. But it's just weird. I think there's even like an actor in it that recently died that was from Oklahoma here. And I never knew that until he passed. But it's weird. It's crazy. There's like tar zombies that it just needs to be watched.
Who was the actor that passed away?
Yeah, I'll look that up later. No clue.
Put you on the spot.
I'm curious.
The other one I did was Insidious. If you haven't seen it, it's really good. It's a good horror movie. Kind of the same vein as like, I think the guy who did Sinister also did Insidious. It's got Patrick Bateman
from the Conjuring. Patrick Wilson.
That's the one. Yeah. Yeah. I think he also did the Conjuring.
Yeah.
So those are three movies that really well received horror movies, but I think Insidious was the first one. It's really good. It's about a boy, gets a little possessed, a little haunted.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Oh, I thought it was a little bit about a boy, like from Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to give me it's two movies that it was just a combination of.
Little Nicholas Holt as the little boy.
It's a little bit about a boy, a little bit of a demon.
Yeah.
The other one. Oh.
You just summed up my autobiography.
The last one of mine was From Dusk Till Dawn. And honestly, like, who doesn't love it?
Yeah.
It's two movies rolled into one. Mm-hmm. It's just shenanigans.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a Quentin Tarantino movie in the first half. It's a Robert Rodriguez movie in the back half. It's just lovely.
Yeah. It's like those packages of Nerds candy where it's like you got two different flavors and they're both delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, what? You talking about Nerd Ropes?
No, I'm talking about the crunchy Nerd candy where you'd buy it and it was like, maybe they quit making it because it was probably like, you know, just
segregated candy.
Yeah, segregated candy. it was like, you know, cocaine and candy form.
No, I know what Nerds are, but like, are you talking about the ones where it was like one box with two flavors?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I always just kind of ate them both at the same time. Am I in the wrong here?
No, you can. You're wild, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all in favor of integrating my candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why the founders, you know, bled and died at Valley Forge so you can enjoy a whole box of crunchy candy however you want it.
That's right.
You know?
And what's Halloween about, if not candy?
Mm-hmm. Big old box of Nerds.
This podcast is brought to you by candy.
Ooh.
It is, because we are.
Yeah, what's everybody's favorite Halloween candy they're looking forward to?
Man, that's tough. I like those little mini Snickers bars myself.
Like the little, like, inch by inch. Those suck, man. They're so squares. Tiny. It's not enough.
Hey, but don't yuck someone else's yum.
Give me a full-size Snickers.
I think full-size Snickers in a Halloween bucket would be dangerous. That's how you get diabetes.
That's how you get the trick-or-treaters coming back. Mm. I definitely had some trick-or-treaters hit up my house twice last year. I was like, wait a minute.
You were in this neighborhood last year.
Oh, yeah.
We had trick-or-treaters.
We ran out of candy. It was insane.
Yeah.
I mean, they were lined up down the street.
Did you have older trick-or-treaters? What's your policy on like 17-year-olds?
I'll give them candy. If they're dressing up and going around, worth the effort.
If they're dressed up, yeah.
Guys, can I talk about my favorite candy?
Yeah, you may.
No, sorry.
You may. Sorry.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Continue your story.
No, I mean, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup's a great choice.
Yeah. Yeah. I would trade everything for those, but finish your story.
No, I'm trying to think now. I mean, I like the chocolate, but I think the sour candies are more my favorite. Like, maybe like a gummy, like sour, like a Sour Patch. But I mean, the chocolate has value, but I think Sour Patch Kids, you know, something a little sour.
Yeah,
I
also enjoy the sour candy. Are you also left-handed like the other heathens?
No.
You're going to hell.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
But
I like a candy that I'm not going to eat outside of Halloween.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You like a year-round candy if you're going to get something in your basket.
No. I like a year-round candy year-round. I want something that's not a year-round candy in my basket.
Okay. So you like to...
Candy corn?
Fuck candy corn.
Yeah.
Candy corn can suck a dick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's be real here.
You just redeemed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
What black jelly beans? How you guys feel about black jelly beans?
Ooh, I picked one of those up one time when I was like 3 or 4, popped it in my mouth. Turns out, doodle bug.
I like licorice, but black jelly beans, I don't think I like jelly beans, period.
Yeah. Just too much.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
How do you feel about a Twizzler that's not cherry or licorice flavored?
No.
Ooh, no.
No.
Really?
But I like the idea of a blue one, and also in a straw type form.
A blue raspberry Twizzler.
I wish I was drinking a blue strawberry Twizzler with this wine right now.
Blue raspberry, sorry. Did I say blue strawberry?
I think you said, yeah.
Blue raspberry Twizzler, excellent.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Blue raspberry is not a flavor that exists in real life.
Yeah.
Which is why it tastes good. Much like Gatorade.
Yeah.
Blue is the best flavor. Color.
And I actually reference blue Gatorade.
Blue is the warmest color.
I reference blue Gatorade in the next podcast, Mean Guns. Yeah. So, referring to the look and feel of the movie, it looked like it was filmed through a bottle of blue Gatorade.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's heavily tinted blue.
Huh.
So somebody had some fun with their...
The white balance?
Yeah, except for the outside shots.
Their blue scrims, yeah. Everything's just nice and blue.
Outside was fruit punch.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
So, yeah, we'll save that for the pod. But anyway, we've got our lineup figured out for Halloween. We thank you guys very, very much. And here we got Sean Jordan, Travis Budd.
Woo! I got a vampire movie in there.
Tay is away. His AOL message is on if you guys are trying to get a hold of him. So have to get back to him later. That's a...
Too blessed to be stressed. Squiggly, squiggly.
And we will see you guys next time.
Happy Halloween.
Mm.
Ooh.
Be sure to listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Our website is cinemavino.net, and reviews of these films can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com.